Listening Library presents Who is Megan Rapinoe? By Stephanie Lowe. Read for you by Barry Krynick. To Samantha Fern, may you, like Megan, always have the courage to be yourself and stand up for what you believe in. To my wife, Lauren, Mom, Tiff, Nancy, Amanda, Kim, Joe, Katie, Sarah, Mel, and Andrea, thank you for gifting me the time to write this. SL. Who is Megan Rapinoe? The pressure was on as the United States women's national team, USWNT, took the field on June 28, 2019 for the FIFA Women's World Cup quarterfinal against France. The U.S. team entered the tournament ranked number one in the world after going undefeated in 17 matches in the year leading up to this World Cup. But France had broken the Americans' unbeaten streak with a 3-1 win in a friendly match in January. Now, they'd play again, with a semi-final spot at stake. With her pink hair, easy smile, and wicked goal-scoring abilities, American striker Megan Rapinoe had become one of the fan favorites of the USWNT as the Americans blazed through the tournament. Megan had scored two exciting goals to power her team through their round of 16 matches against Spain. And now, she was determined to help bring them into the semifinals. The Parc des Princes Stadium in Paris was packed to capacity with more than 45,000 people as Megan put the Americans ahead in the fifth minute with a free kick goal from 22 yards out. The ball snuck through the legs of the players jostling in front of the goal and slotted neatly into the corner. Even though France was the host nation, American fans filled the stands, and as they roared to celebrate the goal, Megan proudly spun toward the fans and threw open her arms with a wide grin on her face in a now famous pose. But Megan wasn't done. She struck again when Tobin Heath sent the ball rocketing to an onrushing Megan, who scored from 8 yards out. That put the U.S. up 2-0. And even though the French would score on a free kick in the 81st minute, they never caught up. At the final whistle, Megan and her teammates celebrated wildly. Megan's goals had sent them to the semifinals. The triumphant pose Megan struck after her first goal against France became known as her power pose, and it appeared everywhere in photos and news articles about the Americans' big semifinal win over the host nation. It was printed on posters, mugs, and t-shirts. As the U.S. women's national team rolled to a gold medal in the World Cup, this bold lesbian striker with a big personality and an air of fearlessness both on and off the pitch would transcend her sport to become known as an activist and a legend. Chapter 1. Young Megan. Megan Rapinoe and her twin sister Rachel, fraternal twins do not look alike, were born on July 5, 1985, in Redding, California. The twins were the youngest of six children, and they were inseparable. They spent their childhood running around the empty field across from the house, riding bikes, playing hide-and-seek and laser tag, and catching crawdads at the nearby creek. The girls particularly looked up to their older brother Brian, who played soccer. They wandered the sidelines at Brian's practices, watching and copying his moves. At age six, they joined a boys' under-8 soccer team because there were no girls' teams close by. The twins didn't mind. They loved soccer, and they happened to be naturally good at it. Megan and Rachel dominated the boys on their team, playing so well that their coach declared to their parents, Denise and Jim, they're going to be in the World Cup one day. The Rapinoe twins' secret? Even though they were best friends, they were also each other's biggest rivals, and they got better by challenging each other. Every day after school until sunset, the twins practiced their soccer skills in the yard or at a nearby soccer field. But off the soccer field, the girls were very different. Megan was a goofball with a knack for doing funny impressions of people, while Rachel was quiet and more serious. By sixth grade, Rachel was very social and had lots of friends, while Megan considered herself a tomboy who didn't quite fit in. She counted on Rachel to help her. The twins played on boys' soccer teams until they were 10. Then their father started a girls' team that he coached for a few years. After that, the twins were invited to join the competitive Elk Grove Club soccer team based in Sacramento, about a two-hour drive south of their home. So every weekend morning until the twins were about 17, Denise and Jim packed the girls into the family minivan at 4 a.m. to take them to Sacramento for practices or games. The twins embraced this busy life because by this time they were both soccer fanatics, and the 1999 FIFA Women's World Cup only fed that fire. The 1999 Women's World Cup was the third edition of the tournament and the first to be
sample complete. Ready to continue?